we go. Go.
All we do is talk about shite, but we take things back if we don't get it right. We can't afford a proper jingle, so sponsor us, please, for a decent single. Welcome to our weekly show, Get It No Mojo.
We're back, motherfuckers!
Motherfuckers! Oh no, right, is it? Right,
straight
it's
away, siren.
Oh, god damn it.
What is this, first one in
this is the, about that. Well, before Christmas.
Before you died.
No, well, because we recorded an episode in December and then put it out in January.
True.
So yeah, it'll be just over a month.
We had that really cool thing that Trey Parker and Matt Stone do, where they have like a banked episode, so they can take a week off of South Park.
Yeah, yeah.
So they record it months in advance, and then if they're just shattered, they play that. We did that once, and then didn't, and didn't do any work.
Yeah,
and then we
yeah.
recorded with the Miss Smiley.
Miss Smiley, yeah.
But
and then it broke. Yeah, we broke the computer at work.
Which might be
not at work. Union.
Which might be kind of a blessing in disguise. I thought it was quite a good episode, but
Meta's corner was definitely a disappointment.
She is.
I think she knows she's gonna cry when she hears.
She knows. She knows she's a disappointment. Every time she goes back to Trun, her mom looks at her and goes, "Still not pregnant."
Oh god damn it, I'd be pregnant 4 times by this point.
You can't even do it once.
She's like, "Mom, I'm only 21 like, I know, you gotta start.
She's 22.
Is she 22?
She looks old for her age either way.
Like she's pushing 30. Yeah. At least
we ignored introducing ourselves.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's because I'm recording, I'm doing it first.
Yeah.
This is episode
17.
Jordan motherfucking Rogers. And this is a guest co-host, founder, editor, designer, webmaster, and frequent patient of Aberdeen Royal Infirmary, Mike fucking Taylor.
Yeah, boy. Squad.
We have no guests this week.
We have no guests this week. Because we're sitting at my desk and not the radio studio.
Yeah, for good reasons.
If we hadn't said that, the plebs probably would have known.
Nah, they will, because the audio in this will probably be not very good.
Probably.
Even though it is a baller new iPod.
Is it?
It's not new, it's like a year.
See, I thought you would be the kind of person that would be like, "Oh, Steve Jobs was evil, fuck Apple."
I think we've covered him enough that I agree with that. But,
yeah, but
I like iPods. The only reason I go in the Apple store is to try and get a new one for free. Only if the old one's broke. I had the big, brilliant, chunky one that came out like 2008, I think. I don't know. The first iPod Touch, I had that. And then it broke. And then, I'm going to say, 2 years ago, I got this one. And then that broke. And then this is the new one they gave me for free. Because I don't do much business with them. And each time I don't pay for anything. I've never paid for any Apple product ever. Because my first iPod was a Christmas present. That was another fucking iPod. Because the only iPod I had before that was a Shuffle that I found in a bar.
Decent. When I was in America, I bought a second or third generation iPod Touch of someone. Mm. And he was a drug dealer, right? And he got it. Oh man, there's a fucking ambulance going to go past. Damn you, sick people. I'm one of them.
One of the unwashed.
One of the great hospital
inferiors.
Hospital dwellers that don't work there. But yeah, so don't he was. So he got it off a guy, right? He traded him the iPod Touch for like 4 grams of weed.
That's not right. Much.
It's not, but he really wanted the weed, so he was like, "Oh, I'll give you an iPod Touch."
The first and only man addicted to weed.
But he had gotten it off a girl in the lunch line who didn't have money to buy lunch. So he bought her lunch, and then she was like, "Oh, I have like 2 iPod Touches, so here you go."
That may be the start of like a beginning of like a fantastic iPod Touch trade up story.
Oh yeah, where you end up with an iPod Touch and get a house.
And this is the beginning of it, Mike Taylor revealing that a drug dealer has that magical iPod Touch. And then just to own that, people will trade up on. Just like, have you ever heard of Four Loko?
Yes.
Right.
That was like, that was the craze when I was in America.
Well,
I missed it.
What was I going to say?
Did I? Yeah,
But like Four Loko, when it was, it's not illegal.
No.
But for a little time it was banned.
Yeah.
And people stockpiled that shit and were selling it for like $400 a can. And I only read about this literally 3 days ago. And right. I immediately went online and tried to buy crates of Four Loko. You can't get it in the UK.
It was the beer that had energy drink in it.
They had to remove the beer.
Did it?
Yeah.
So it's just an energy drink.
It's just an energy drink.
Oh, that's a shame.
Not really. Like, I'm quite happy not selling beer to already the worst people alive.
Americans.
Teenagers.
Oh.
I don't discriminate. You're a shithead no matter where you're from if you're a teenager.
Well, I mean, I don't agree with that sentiment. We all know that the worst people on the planet are Belgian.
No, so, Belgian teenagers. Squatting around with a chocolate and their nice faces.
They're like, ugh, are we even French? Even though that's not a French accent.
No, Poirot, we're not.
No, Poirot.
Oh, by the way, you've got some killer photos of you, including that one, because you look like Dylan Moran.
All right. Okay.
A little bit.
Cheers.
Not Jordan. That one, because you're being bullied in that one. But that's Yanni, right?
That is Yanni, yeah.
She's totally
Jordan's looking
you.
At my background, which is like a collage of old pictures. So, it's cute.
I like that one where you've stood on the grave of Martin Luther King. I have a dream that a little white people will stand on me.
It was. That was the most cheesy picture that I have probably ever taken.
It's also, like, in hindsight, one of the bigger mistakes.
Well, it wasn't his grave. He's not buried on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial.
If you've got a statue, you're buried. Okay. Name me one person who has a statue who's alive.
No, I'm not saying... you implied that they were buried there.
Well, they may as well be. Like, if you're not going to go to a grave, best statue. I'm not wasting time fucking.
Do you think when we die, there will be a statue of us like in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
No, probably not. I think I'll probably get a statue.
Oh, fuck off! You know what? Right, in 1,000 years, I'll be a Scottish folk hero.
Yeah, probably. But like, for what?
For
here's
this
thing, though, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I do think. But I don't know what you would be folk hero for. What do you mean for this?
This. Good, it's no mojo.
But here's the thing, you don't have.
They will be like, oh, their sweet voices align the planets. And
that'd be true if most of our listeners weren't American ladies.
Also, yeah, and also our friends.
But, you're ill, so I'm going to let you slide on that for now. But you need to start updating YouTube again. I refuse to get a YouTube account.
See, you're going to have a lot more harder time uploading this than you will.
No, I'm not.
Yeah?
No. I promise you I won't.
Okay.
I don't know how I'm going to do it right now. I'll probably get Nathan to do it, if I'm honest. I'll just give him my laptop and he'll fix it.
He's like, yeah, iTunes, there you go.
iTunes, click, import, export. I'm like, what is this? The fucking triads?
God, I feel like I'm in the 90s where they talk about, where they're like, oh my god, they've hacked our RAM.
We need more algorithms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, guys, just wait. I need to hack into the Pentagon.
I need to reboot.
Yeah, I passed through their firewall.
Oh no, they have virus.
Oh no.
I don't know the first thing about any computers.
My knowledge is extremely basic, and not basic as in like the coding language. Basic as in like shit.
That's a good joke. Ah! I'm not sure I agree with you because this looks like fairly. This has got an LED in it, so as far as I'm, it's not. That's just the lights, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's kind of more impressive than my.
It's got it has a fan on the side.
Whoa! Crazy climate.
Yeah.
My PS3 did that when I turned on the side.
Yeah, they've got a fan on the one on the back. One
is it a water cooled machine?
No, there's because it's like crazy expensive.
I don't know what they do.
You do get them.
Yeah, I know. Nathan told me.
Yeah.
Oh, what time is it? I have to go. I mean, walked out the room. I got a question for you, seeing as you hate everywhere that's not Scotland.
Okay.
Why do you have a world map?
It's going to sound really suspicious, but I'm keeping it for a friend.
Who?
Somebody went away for Erasmus and then hasn't yet to come back and take her stuff.
Bum, bum, bum. Who is it?
Bum, bum, bum. Her name's Alex, although she's now back and has taken everything else of hers, but...
Except the map.
Just forgot to take the map.
It's a nice map.
So Alex, if you ever actually listen to this, I've got your map.
Fucking better, I'll burn your map.
It is a nice map.
It's all yellow.
Yeah, it's a bit beige.
Is that from pee stains, coffee stains, or life?
All 3 and a half.
Alice, you dirty... Is her name Alice?
Alex.
Alex, you dirty bitch. Alexandra, you lovely.
You know, she's she's European, so...
Ugh, that explains a lot.
Who even knows anymore, right?
Fucking Euro trash.
Oh, wow. So what have you been up to for the past month, Jordan?
Off the top of my head, a few things. I met up with a guy who Alex knows. Okay. My Alex, not your.
Not
dirty.
My. Not Swedish Alex.
Swedish Alex, yeah. Wow. Is she hot? No.
Well, she swings the other way.
So? I went, so, I've had sex with three girls that were lesbian.
I don't sexualize people.
I do. But to be fair, I get sexualized in turn, so it's okay.
Oh, ouch.
What?
I get sexualized in turn, not we get sexualized in turn.
I'm looking at your bed now. Whoa. And just thinking how many nights you've
been alone
on it. What was I talking about? What have I been doing this week? Month?
Yeah.
Quite a lot. Just loads of dissertation stuff for my dissertation.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Not going well.
What are you doing it on?
Comics.
Comics. Ooh, yeah, baby.
Which sounds really vague, as if I'm just going to explain to them what comics are. Comic like books, but pictures,
they've
if
got,
they're better.
Right, you know the saying, right? A picture paints 1,000 words.
Well, guess what? Each comic, even a shitty one, is 60,000 words long. So fuck you, War and Peace. I'm doing it mostly on graphic novels. The term is stupid and dumb. And how that rose to prominence, and why right now we have a big renaissance. And everybody knows about comic characters, but nobody reads comics. Comics don't sell very well right now.
Yeah.
But everyone knows about them. There's nobody cared about Thor until an Australian played him. And I'm explaining why that.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you why, because then what's the point of me doing a dissertation?
Yeah, but I'm not going to read your dissertation.
You can buy it, though.
Can you?
You can buy dissertations, yeah.
Oh.
And I'm easily putting mine up for sale.
Yeah, this is very.
See, this is my last
you.
Essay on Snowpiercer. It was amazing.
And you can buy it online at.
Just get in touch with me.
Oh, okay.
Send you a copy.
Send us a message on Facebook.
Yeah, Alex knows this guy who's an artist, and he's been looking to do some comics, so I'm doing some stuff with him now. And I'm going to send it away, make all the tens of pounds.
You should make. Comics based on our D&D adventures.
I kind of thought of that because I only found out about this last night from the shittiest of sources as well, which is Dorkly. Fucking hate Dorkly. I found really
it stopped
it's
being
so
funny before
pandering.
Before College Humor stopped being funny, and that was a long time ago.
It stopped being funny before I found out about it last year, but I don't really like Dorkly, but it did occasionally offer you a gem. But it's usually to other people's content, not their own.
Okay.
And there's this Twitter called Awful Fantasy.
Right.
And it's terrible fantasy. And I was reading it and killing myself laughing. And I was going, I shouldn't. Why didn't I do this? This is brilliant. This is I found something that I should have made. Like Lizard People in New York. I really should have done that. But kill myself laughing, and that's what I would make a comic about our D&D adventures. I would just gloss them up to be funnier.
Yeah,
they're pretty humorous as they are, but there's not quite enough kung fu and terrible metaphors for me.
Well, that's what we're going to change today.
We're going to try.
Yeah.
What else did I do? I had surgery.
Although there'll be less kung fu.
What?
Because Pitch and Tent won't be in it.
Alright. They don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit, but Pitching Tent's a great character.
Alright, do you want to explain Pitching Tent before I talk about my surgery?
Basically, he's my D&D character who is a monk. And he is every kung fu movie trope ever, so his voice doesn't synchronize with his mouth. What else? He's constantly looking to avenge his master.
Someone's on a bridge, he has to fight.
Yeah, so, which has led to the death of many cripples.
Yeah. He's probably not appreciated by critics.
Yeah,
even though
but he has a big cult following.
Well, that's another thing. The critics will go, well, you know, technically it's very impressive, but the storyline is like... Fuck
they always praise the choreography.
They always praise the things they can't do. That's a running thing in life, if you think about it. Everyone praises the things that they can't do.
Well, it's supposed to be humbling, isn't it?
What?
Praising stuff that you can't do.
No.
Like, if somebody just could run up a wall, if somebody could run up a wall, I'd be like, good for you. Yeah, like, that's impressive.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
But then, would you then think, what a dick if that guy went, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, you run up a wall, you run up a wall, ain't nobody can run up a wall.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
The Kung Fu movies don't do that.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah, by the very fact that they're showing off how incredible they are, they're just like, fuck you, look what I can do. And that's great.
No, there's a difference between just doing it, to be like, wow, that is a spectacle. Like, you don't see, like, some Cirque du Soleil shit, right, after the end, and at the end of the show, they all go out into the audience and they just like, wait,
flip everyone's face. You're forgetting something very, very important, though.
What?
They're big old gaylords. Whereas if you're doing, like, martial arts, then you're totally showing off, which is great. I like that. I'm sick of people being humble.
See, I would say Cirque du Soleil is more show-offy than martial arts.
That's because they also have, like, Bjork singing during it. And I like
Bjork. Have you ever been to any
Cirque du Soleil? I've watched stuff online, though.
I went to one in Glasgow. Yeah, it was cool, but I didn't understand it.
Cirque du Sun.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Like, is there a story?
There's a story, but it's told through dance.
Yeah, I don't trust interpretive dance.
I don't trust anyone that moves faster than me.
Okay, well, I don't trust horses and cats.
So. Well, you're right not to trust cats, but horses are just sexy cows, so you're kind of all right with that one.
No, I just don't trust anything that's as strong as a horse and is prey.
That's a cow.
But cows are feeble.
So are horses.
Horses can kill people.
Horses
kill people more than
cows. Kill more people than sharks.
See, I was just about to say horses kill more people than sharks.
Yeah, agreed. They're both equally deadly. But
then so do hippopotami.
Exactly.
So which sharks is just really are
the cow
that.
Of the swamp, really. Swamps and jungles.
They're the manatee of the land. Cows.
They're the manatee of land. Cows. And then you put them underwater and you get a hippo.
Yeah.
No, a horse is just a sexy cow because it looks better.
Okay.
But they function the exact same.
See, it's like people are like, oh my god, horses are so majestic.
They are,
and I'm like,
they're shit.
Are they?
No, they're
majestic. Though?
Yeah, they are.
What's majestic about them?
Big old faces. They've got those, like...
Right, I've seen Sarah Jessica Parker, right?
That's
that was
really
an easy joke.
Because she's alright. And also, have you ever seen the back of a horse's leg?
Yes.
Right, that is incredibly sexy watching that thing move. It's got that big old horse haunch.
Right, see, you keep describing horses as sexy.
That's because they are.
And I'm getting a bit worried. You maybe spend too much time in Aberdeen.
They fuck sheep. No, horses to shag out.
Right, okay, well, I'm just saying, things might be different in Perth.
There are more horses around. I'm describing them as sexy the same way I describe loads of things as sexy. Not in a sexual way, although I can see why people would want to give it to a horse. Because they are sexier than a cow. They're just a sexy cow, though, because they both kind of make the exact same noise. They both produce offspring that's better looking than them. You can milk them both. If you're cold... You can cut open
can
both of them, cut inside them.
Yeah, like a tauntaun.
Yeah, but tauntaun's hind legs, mate.
What?
A tauntaun walks on its hind legs.
Yeah, so?
Horses don't, unless
they're... Yeah, no, I said, like, you can climb inside like a tauntaun.
Yeah, you can climb... I could kill you and climb inside you. I wouldn't cover me because you're shorter than me, but, like, I could still do it.
Yeah, I know, you could maybe curl up into, like, a fetal ball.
No, I'm too bold.
Roll in
inside your viscera. And Sean and Max and Mark will come home and be like, what are you doing? I killed Mike and I'm living inside him. What does it look like?
Yeah, Jesus fuck's sake, guys.
And I'm not paying rent, so don't even bother asking. I figured that out this morning. I could easily convert my living room into a bedroom, get another person living in there.
And pay less rent.
My rent, by the way, would be £80 in Aberdeen. So if you're in Aberdeen and you want to pay less rent, commit crimes. Have you got an extra bathroom? Why is that not a fucking bedroom? Stick a bedroll in there, done.
Would you have the requirement to be a girl?
I don't give a shit.
Because you have only female flatmates, don't you?
Yes. Which, if you're a man, is the only way to live. Because boys are shit. Boys are awful. I hate boys.
Cheers.
Well
I'm all man, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody has that much facial hair. It's not a man.
See, what there was one time I was buying alcohol ages ago, and I had like this sort of facial hair that I've got now. So yeah. Shit.
Yeah, it's patchy.
It's not so patchy. It's more. Patchy. It's too light. That's it. Yeah, if it was the same color blonde as yours, then, like, apart from here and here, like, because my facial hair doesn't join up with the mustache. Right, okay, yeah. Yeah. It's really fucking shit. But
just,
like,
try really hard. Fucking,
yeah, I've spent countless hours willing into the mirror.
That's all you do. You have to. You can get facial hair to grow. If you pee on a bit of toilet paper, rub it on your face.
Oh, right, yeah. I knew that. I've tried it.
Right, see if we ever got, like, an extended listenership. Uh-huh. Statistically, some idiots would do that.
Probably.
They would hear this and be like, we'll try it anyway. Because somebody has to have started putting cumin and peppers into bread. Right, do you ever, like, wonder that about recipes? When they go, first take this, this, and this. Someone must have been fannying about. Like, bread, dough, yeast, water, butter. But someone at one point must have went, what happens if I stick walnuts in this?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's fine. The same kind of mind would think pee on toilet paper would cause hair growth.
Okay.
Right, that's
fine. Yeah, if my facial hair was the same colour as yours were, we would have, like, similar. It would look thick.
Does yours do that?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, it does.
What, curl in the.
No, neck? Just, like, grows under chin.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think's really creepy?
What?
Neck beards.
I saw a guy spooky, walking right? around who was clean shaven on his face, but he had just hair on his neck. And it was, like, thick. Oh, man, fantastic. it was like a whole fourth chin.
Have you ever played around with your facial hair, like, made it into stuff?
Well, I shaved it into a goatee once. Oh. Well, Max said it was a French beard, was what it was called, because obviously it doesn't join.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then that was disgusting, so, yeah.
I got this because I really love Fu Manchu. And I'm going to start growing a Fu Manchu.
I can't wait to see the results.
Not going to happen. I'm only growing a beard and keeping my hair long until it gets warmer. And then
and it'll all be gone.
And then back to the undercut. So that'll be good. But I hate beards. Beards are shiny.
What does Alex think? Does Alex like your facial hair?
She likes it aesthetically. But it's really sharp.
She's like,
really
get that thing away from me.
Yeah, pretty much. It's too sharp. It's too prickly. Do you know who apparently has a very good beard?
Who?
Finley Collin. It's all fluffy.
He does, yeah.
It's meant to be really, like, just nice. You missed Finley years ago when he had mutton chops.
He grew mutton chops for a while.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He also had the moustache for a while. That was
great. Yeah. He had, like, a 1970s cop.
I had that. I did it, like, literally for 2 minutes. Me and Alex, well, I started doing this thing 2 years ago, I think, a year and a half maybe, where I just watch Alex watching shows because it's much more entertaining.
Okay.
And she was watching Orange is the New Black, and Pablo Schreiber's in that, and he's got a porn stash, and he's called Porn Stash.
Okay.
And she thought he was, like, super hot, so I did that, and she was like, no, I like it. And I'm like, get fucked, and I just shaved it off. But
like,
it was
full on Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, it was disgusting. So I shaved it, and she was really annoyed. But I got rid of it. Same with my long hair. I hate long hair. Long hair is fine, but mine doesn't grow down. It grows out.
Yeah, mine grows down to, like, the shoulders, and then grows out.
Mine's just goes like the fifth Beatle. So I'd be a great Beatle. Do you know what I still think?
I thought you hated the Beatles.
I do, but I'd be a great one. I would, like, go, right, guys, we're getting a noise walk.
right, guys, go listen to Health. We need to be more like Health.
I was going to say. Do you know what I sometimes think about? I think, what's his face? Daniel Radcliffe's a couple years older than me.
Okay.
Thanks, Batman.
Might be the same age.
Fuck. No, he's older than me, I know that. That's, like, one thing that's always kept me happy, is that he's older, so he'll die sooner.
I would put money on the fact that you would die before Daniel Radcliffe.
Nah, people will get bored of him and tear him apart. Although you might be right. But, let's find out how old he is. Can you do it just to... Because I can't be bored. But anyway, we're roughly... I was still in primary school when those movies came out.
Yeah.
And it's just... The Hogwarts is like your high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was just the age to get cast in Harry Potter. And I sometimes like to imagine an alternate universe where I was cast as Harry Potter. Just how different your series would be. 89, 2 years older. Yeah, so he's 26.
Okay.
Also, you would have a taller Harry Potter, because he's midget.
Yeah, but the character Harry Potter is short.
Yeah, but they're like enough of a bullshit series that they could just go, nah, we'll get a tall guy to do. Also, I was short when I was a kid, so it matches. Whereas, he went for a growth spurt, and he's still that short. That's a terrifying thing. That's why in those movies, like, the girls are always like, oh, Harry Potter, and you can tell that they don't really mean it. It's like if somebody served you a bowl of just brown rice, but you like that person, you're like, oh, my favorite.
Yeah, cheers.
That's it. That, there you go. Daniel Radcliffe, brown rice. Okay. The exact same person.
Okay.
What have you done, Mike, for this month?
Well, I've been in a hospital waiting for my gallbladder to be taken out.
Find any babes?
There was actually one smashing RGU placement nurse, but
she wasn't going to do it with you, placement nurse.
Probably not.
Nah.
No.
She's like, it'd be what's it called? Something of confidentiality or some breach shit like that.
Picture
that.
Yeah.
Some bullshit like
maybe.
That.
Maybe. Maybe. I'd assume it's probably frowned upon for nurses to get it on with patients.
See, I don't think that's right. Fair. I think because I had surgery done recently, and I came in to the minor surgery. And they were just like, right, what are you doing? I was like, I've got these things on me I don't want anymore. And then I pulled down my jeans and my boxers. And they were like, whoa, what's going on here? I was like, no, I'm showing you the things I don't want. And then I pointed out the two skin tags. And they're like, okay, cool. I just popped your box back on. I was like, all right, cool. I was like, oh, we don't want you to get embarrassed. And I was like, I'm clearly not embarrassed that I came in and just immediately woofed. She was like,
see, are you the kind of person that you're like, you go into the GP's office and they're like, oh, hi, Jordan, what's wrong? And you're like, oh, I've got a really bad earache. And like, okay, well, I'll just take a look. And then you whip your trousers off.
No, because that's not appropriate to what my problem is. But if I've got a problem with my wangus, then I'm instantly like, what's up? Well,
look at it. Look at it. Touch it.
Please. and they were coolly snipped them off. However, I think I need to go back because I forgot to get one done right there. And it's pretty big. So I'm a little bit annoyed. And I got one taken off of my eye, which has left me, I think, with a scar actually, which is a bit iffy. Because they stabbed me in the eye with the anaesthetic, which is the funkiest thing you can do. And I'd recommend everybody get stabbed in the eye with anaesthetic once.
Please don't.
And then they take a hot knife and they just cut it off.
Okay.
But I could still feel it. So she cut it off and then I like shivelled and then it fired right up into my eyebrow. So I might have a little scar.
No, I don't see anything.
No, good thing. But.
No.
Well, you've got glasses, you see shit. But if not, banging. If not. If so, still banging. So that's kind of me. But I can't. I've got like. Got some pain in my gentleman area.
Sorry to hear that.
You should be.
But I've seen enough porn to know where that goes, and I'm not going down that road. Oh, doctor, I've got pain in my gentleman area.
That's what porn are you watching? I hope you watch like the classiest porn. Like the people that go to fucking like East 15 acting school and shit. In the end, it's like, here's tryouts for plays. And it's like, oh, I'm not really into plays. Film? Yeah. Got you.
I'm going to be a star.
This is a porn. Yeah. Don't be so prudish.
There are plenty of actresses got their start in porn.
You ever heard of Shakespeare? I think I might go out of my way to try and be like a teacher just to pull that off.
That would be amazing. Remember, kids, you can be a writer or you can be an actor, but you can always star in porn if you're hot.
If you're hot. If you're ugly, like ex-hamster style.
No, see, do it. You should write one of those like programs that tells people what job they should go into in school, right? And just one of the questions should be like, "Are you hot?"
Do you know what? I don't know coding or anything well enough to do it, so I might team up with Nathan to do this, and it'll be like, "Which character from The Hills are you?" And then you fill it out, and then it's just something like, you flat the Impaler, and it's just people that are now in the hills. Or it tells you, like, really awful things about yourself. It's like, you answer all these questions, and then the girl's like, oh, I'm going to be bubbly. And then it's like, you're a dark, meaningless pit.
You're exactly the same as everyone you know and lack originality.
You're vapid, and I hate you. Oh, I loved you posted the bro science thing. I'm slightly annoyed someone beat us.
Yeah, too. Same. I watched the video and really enjoyed it.
Good content.
And then yeah, the and then part. I saw the name. Bro, like, fuck.
It's from
Joyzy,
though.
From
Joyzy.
It was from Joyzy.
I also liked the escalation from was it tadpole to freak beast.
Freak beast.
It was great. I thought it was very cool.
Yeah.
I've also I started an odyssey into YouTube.
Okay.
About 2 weeks ago. And I barely fucking made out of it alive. Okay. I just found bullshit. It's just full of shit. I found a few channels I like, though.
There's a lot of strange shit on YouTube.
I found one called I Hate Everything, which is really good. One called Grey Day Undery, actually, which is really good. Quite funny. One called Gloomy House, which I really, really like. Because usually I hate internet horror bullshit because it's shite. But this guy just reports on actual events that are really creepy. And it's good content. But my favourite one I've found, and unfortunately hasn't posted in 3 weeks, which is a bit upsetting because he usually posts 10 a day, is a guy called Custom Grow 420. And he just gets high.
Maybe he's been caught.
No, because he was doing it in one of the states, which is legal.
Mm.
And also he has a disclaimer at the start. It's like, this is for cannabis patients.
Mm.
And it's like, clever.
That is clever.
It's just this guy smoking weed. It's brilliant. Because I didn't know there were so many ways. I didn't know there were oils and butters and new glassware. You need to look up Custom Grow 420. Because I think he's quite charming as well. Even though I've never smoked weed, essentially I'm smoking vicariously through him. He's my proxy.
It's like when people live through their children.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So I'm living for a guy who's like in his 30s and used to be a juggalo. But that's not bullshit. He's great. I love him. So that's kind of what I've been up to. And fucking uni. Uni's really ruining everyone's life at the moment.
Not mine.
Well, yeah, that's because you're kind of doing it.
Yeah, well, I was supposed to be on placement, but they have agreed to postpone it until summer. So, and then I'm registered as being on placement for work. Uh-huh. So I'm kind of in this like weird 6 week funk where I don't have to do anything.
How are you getting money?
Well, I got given 2 weeks holiday and SAS. So I will need to go back to work.
Yeah. I would wait until after March.
After March?
Well, it's like going to be bullshit because you've got a Batman Superman.
Yeah.
Which is going to be cash.
Yeah.
Do you want me to wait for though?
What?
The Angry Birds movie.
They're making an Angry Birds movie? Fuck, man.
I've got my notice handed in, ready for... Right. I'm not kidding. I think there's like a limit to my patience on medium I love.
Everyone who goes to see Batman vs. Superman will be getting told how awful it looks.
Here's the thing. It looks visually awful. It looks fine. But it doesn't look good.
Yeah, that's what
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was explaining this to Nathan the other day, because my friend Mark has got this great opportunity to write about his animation videos he does. He's a great animator and a good animator theorist. Me and him talk about film theory all the time. And I've got one recently which was started about 2D animation versus 3D animation for kids' films. And I realised, because very clever, Mike, that no film's problem has ever been technical. It's always creative.
Yeah.
Like, your problem in a film is never usually like the effects or whatever. It's always the actual plot. And it's not even actors. Actors don't really mean anything. You could have the best actors in the world, but if they have a bad script, i.e. Titanic,
I think Hayden Christensen wasn't the reason that the prequel trilogy were bad.
He was bad because his character was bad.
Yeah, exactly. He had bad Whereas dialogue. Everyone's like sort of quick to shit on him.
It's because you need someone and they don't want... And it's because he's a face. If you have a face to focus on, you can hate it. Which is why I now wear La Luchador wrestling mask so nobody can see me.
Coppers!
You would think Aberdeen's like fucking crime ridden, but barely anything happens here.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in the hub of it. So.
Same with like fire engines. You see like loads of fire engines every day, but you never hear of like a mass fire breaking out.
Yeah, it'll be like somebody's fire alarm's gone off or something. Yeah.
I go out of my way to make sure every fire alarm I see has the batteries removed so it doesn't go off.
Okay. Clearing pretty sure house. That's a criminal.
Come at me. They're irritating. All right,
okay. Cool. Cool.
They're stupid, dumb, and fire.
Yeah, fuck you, fire.
Fuck you, fire.
And the people who fight you. Yeah. That's a conflict that's never going to end, you dicks.
That was one of the main reasons why. It's probably not going to go in my dissertation, but I had a whole thing written about like the pathos of Batman being that he fights death, and you're never going to beat that because it's just always going to happen. And you liken it to a policeman or a fireman who wakes up every morning and just like, there's still crime. Fuck. Like,
oh, no. Like that,
they're just never going to, the firemen are never going to wake up and just go, wait, there's no more fire problems in the world. There's always going to be fire. And there's always going to be crime. So every morning, these great people wake up and are like, fuck, I thought I solved that already. So let's can you move? What else did I talk to? Alex taught me some more Slovak.
Mm-hmm.
I can now do the whole alphabet in Slovak.
Good job.
We're here.
Okay.
Shit. I might go, no. I've got it. Abakada efaga ha I ye yala manapakwa rasata uve dubave epsilon za.
Good job.
As a
proud and of you.
There's like secret alphabet that she
secret alphabet. Oh, yeah. It's like oh.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. It's that weird umlaut shit that they get. Yeah. You know how Yanni occasionally will speak like demons. Oh,
well,
demons,
no, man. Yanni is Bulgarian, so same thing.
Well, Nicole's Bulgarian. She writes in Eldritch.
Eldritch.
Eldritch as well. It is a little shy.
She also Yanni also can speak Lebanese, well, Arabic. So. Yeah, she does all the weird swirly
work. I'd love to learn that.
I've thought about it, actually, yeah.
I've thought about a lot of things, but I can't ever get around to it.
See, I just have no natural aptitude for language.
Yeah, Tom does. Tom Church can speak 9 languages, which is fucking spooky, but at the same time, he can't walk, so it's okay.
It's the price you pay.
Evens out.
You give up, you're like, if somebody came up to me and was like, here, you can speak 9 languages, but give me your legs.
Well, he can't walk. No, he needs a walking stick, I think.
Yeah.
Still. Unless he's got bionic legs.
See, Baron,
fucking lucky bastard, sweet. Probably does.
With 9 languages, he'd be able to communicate with people who definitely
he'd be able to find enough people that could help him out.
Yeah.
That's the thing about learning languages. There's really not a good reason to not learn another one, because then it's so much more useful. Like, if you learn Spanish, great, I can now speak to a billion more people that I couldn't speak to before. However, dirty Spaniards, am I right?
Well, so long as you ignore the Belgians.
But I can speak French, so I can speak Belgian.
Oui.
Oui, Belgian.
Okay, shall we crack on?
Shall we crack on?
We'll crack on.
Your tome. Oh man, this might be 20 minutes long. It's closer to 40.
Oh baby.
Oh
okay,
baby.
Jordan, who have you been sponsored by today?
I was sponsored by... It's here, because I actually like these. War Men Gloves.
War Men Gloves.
Yeah. But it's German,
I have been sponsored by the Oxford Mini School German Dictionary.
Oh.
That translates to and from German.
Do you really?
For you. So if you want to know what waschlappen means, you can see that it means flannel.
Flannel!
Or if you want to know what...
You said that like it was a Pokemon.
Or if you want to know what... Herrichten means, it's a verb that means to get ready or to prepare.
How do you say get wrecked in German?
Wrecked.
Like roughly, how would you say it? I'd like you to turn to the English part. It says R-E-K-T.
Where is wrecked?
There's a thought. If you think about it, at some point in the future, people aren't going to say look for, they're going to say Google. So if you meet a girl, you'd be like, I've been Googling for you my whole life.
Yep.
That's grim. I hope I'm dead, but...
Wreck. It's Zerstören. Or... Kaputfahren.
Mike, ist a Kaputfahren?
Or Werderben.
Werderben?
Yeah. Oh, it completely wrecked my evening would be... Das hat mir den Abend Bowling verdorben. see, Max is going to listen to this, and he's going to be like, oh, God, what a dildo.
He's going to go, make it get wrecked. What a dildo.
What dildo.
Who are you sponsored by? Max.
Oh, Max. I am Max. I have been sponsored by...
Das Armbrust.
Nine, Das Old Spice. Be Nine. The man that your man could smell like.
Das Nivea Men.
See, somebody's going to be like half listening to the whole episode, and then it's going to get to that, and they're going to be like, oh, Max was really funny.
Max was really quiet. I wonder if he's okay. Saving it all up just to ruin it. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know when we'll next record. When we can.
Yeah, no idea.
We'll probably get more of these little anarchic short episodes, really.
Yeah.
Because no point without the big old studio.
Big old studio.
Try and get Smiley at some point.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Then we can show her, like, my wounds and be like, what do I do about this?
Just touch it. It's well, okay, Alex said it's fine.
Actually, probably wouldn't. I was like, Alex needs to go and get this lump checked out. No, you fucking die before anyone touches you. Okay, so that's us.
Yeah.
Bye, kids.
Have a week.